There's a special contest in the jail's kitchen today. Women in white chef's jackets race around with onions and skillets. Four teams have just 2 hours to prepare and serve seven dishes. It smells like jambalaya stew, pecan pie, roasted salmon.
This is our potatoes, corn, bell pepper, onions to go along with our salmon.
Inmate Angela Reyes scoops the vegetables while the other women on her cooking team plate the fish and wipe the edge.
Cleaning the edges with a wet cloth so that way its presentation is not all the grease and all the oils or all the extra seasoning that we might have spilt around.
The team then rushes the dish out to the judges.
Five. I didn't think you're going to be able to do it, but 3, 2, give yourselves a big hand. You're done.
San Mateo County Jail's chef came up with the idea of offering cooking classes so inmates could learn the basics of the trade. Elihu Cattell says he was frustrated to see that the same inmates kept returning to his breakfast room once they'd done their time and been released.
You know, I started asking, what happened? Well, they didn't, nothing happened. I didn't do nothing. I just went back to the same thing. I said, well, what if something happens here that makes you see something different other than that?
Cattell's friend, Adam Weiner, runs the culinary program for a local social support organization called Job Train. The two teamed up in January to offer weekly classes at the jail. All 12 of the women inmates and almost a dozen of the men participated in the most recent class. Weiner says the hope is once they're released, the inmates will continue their studies with the daily course at Job Train's facility.
They learn how to get a job, how to write a resume, how to do an interview, how to work with a boss, how to get promoted. You know, they're learning far more than just how to hold a knife and peel an onion.
Some of the former inmates have gone on to jobs in restaurants, cruise ships, and catering companies. Weiner says one of his favorite parts of today's competition was that each team included inmates and leaders from the county's criminal justice system.
It was kind of showing everybody, you know, instead of it us versus them, it was we can all work together. And we can all work together as a team and do something creative.
These are all very good. Yeah, excellent.
The cabbage salad has a real kick. You should try it. It's good. Very good.
Actually, the texture of this fish is really good.
When it came time to pick the judges for the competition, there was at least one natural for the job.
Yeah, I'm Stephen Hall. I'm the presiding judge of San Mateo County.
Judge Hall has seen some of these women before in his courtroom.
Everybody here is really committed to trying to get folks who are going to be coming back into the community reemployed with job skills so that we don't see them back here again. So if I see them again, they'll be a juror, not in front of me in custody.
That's what Janelle DeLug hopes for as well. She came to cheer on the women she was serving time with until 2 months ago. Now, in addition to culinary training, she's learning computer skills and getting advice on dressing professionally through Job Train. She says in the days leading up to her release, she was allowed to leave the jail to start taking classes at the nonprofit's regular school.
I only did that for a couple weeks before I was actually released. The day I was released, I went to school. I had to report at school, and I've not missed a day since.
Experts say this kind of integrated program really increases prisoners' chances for success. Mindy Tarlow is chief executive officer for the New York-based nonprofit Center for Employment Opportunities.
So what's really important is to start training programs on the inside, be able to continue them on the outside so that people can get the training that they need in a seamless way from inside prison to outside prison.
And then on to a job. Tarlow says vocational programs work. A 2006 study found a 12% reduction in recidivism among inmates who'd received job training while incarcerated. Culinary Arts Director Weiner says that no one who has participated in Job Train's cooking program has returned to the San Mateo prison system. One of the winners of today's cook-off, Amelia Otis, says when she was sent here to serve time for a parole violation, she had no idea she would leave with this kind of training.
I thought it was like a little cooking class, you know, just to keep us busy, but it's way more than that. It's like an experience that we can take on beyond the walls of this facility to keep us on the right track so we won't have to end up back here.
Officials at the jail say they'd like to hold two of these competitions each year. They're hoping to open the program to more of the male inmates and expand the program to other facilities. For VOA News, I'm Rachel Dornhelm in San Mateo.